We begin. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Now on the first day of the week, Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen clothes lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. The burial cloths lying by themselves. The face cloth folded up and lying in a different place. Jesus had risen from the dead. He was alive. And he departed from the grave, leaving his burial clothes behind. He had begun a new life, one free from all the effects of sin. When God created the world, it was a place of happiness, contentment, of beauty, of goodness. It was never necessary for anyone to say, ouch, or oops, or I'm sorry. There was no need for tears. The only need for tears was to keep the eyes moist. No crying, no pain, no sadness. But then sin changed everything. Turning against God, Eve and Adam ate the forbidden fruit. Thenceforth, the effects of sin corrupted all things. Living things died. Food rotted. Metal rusted. Diseases infected man, animals, trees, and all living things. Worst of all, Adam and Eve no longer knew their Creator. They didn't understand Him anymore. Nor did they appreciate His goodness and love. Their view of the world was thoroughly distorted by sin. Knowledge had turned to ignorance. Love had turned to hate. Good had turned to evil. Life to death. When Jesus came into this world, He took upon Himself the same human flesh and blood that they had. And along with this, He took upon Himself all the effects of sin. Even though He Himself was not sinful, He still endured the effects of sin. He did this for us. He endured the ultimate effects of sin, hell and death. Having paid for sins in this way, He conquered sin and all its effects. He rose to an exalted life of glory, of peace, of happiness. He left behind the old life of sin. Sin and sorrow and pain and death. He shed the grave clothes and put on a robe of glory. Have you risen with Christ? Or do you still wear your grave clothes also? God says, you were buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. When Jesus went out of the tomb, He left His grave clothes behind. If He did not walk around in His grave clothes, why should we? So take them off. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Christ is risen. Get rid of the grave clothes. He is risen. Life is fresh and new. Therefore, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We should have a resurrection frame of mind. We're alive. Why should we do the things of death? Why should we sin? Sin belongs to death. Lay aside the garments of death. I'm not a perfectionist. After all my years of sinning, I know full well that sin is a part of the everyday life of a Christian. It's with us because we have this old Adam, and the old Adam is part of our former deadness. But as Luther says, our old Adam in us, the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil lusts, and that a new man should daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever. The resurrection life involves a determined opposition to sin. This means that the living avoid sin and hate it when they fail. Paul said, For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. For what I hate, that I do. What this means is that the living are constantly aware of their sinfulness and are quick to repent, to seek cleansing from Christ. And we have it. We are forgiven. So let's get on with life. Life. Leave behind the grave clothes. Develop a resurrection frame of mind. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We pray. Christ, you rose from death to life and freed us from our sin. Lift up our hearts from wicked strife and make us clean within. Amen. We turn to hymn 207, verses 4 and 5.